would you call to horses if you wanted to come? Would you call to them anyway, or?
You usually call them by the name, whatever the name was. Yeah. And most of the time you'd make a whistling sound with your teeth, like.
And that would make them come?
Yeah. Most of the time they'd come to you like that.
How about if you wanted to make the horses, if you were on the horses and wanted them to go?
You'd say, get up. Let's go, fella.
All right. Uh-huh. I've been on like one horse and I've done that. How about if you wanted them to stop?
Whoa.
Okay.
Oh, now. Oh.
Did you ever call any of the animals, like the chickens? How?
Call them?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. You go outside and say, come on, chickens, let's eat. Throw them some corn out there and say, they come on to you.
Get them, they knew
yeah.
that that was for them.
Yeah.
Or the pigs,
come on.
The sheep or anything, did you ever
no.
have any?
No, I never did have no occasion to have anything to do with sheep.
Uh-huh.
Grandpa didn't raise no sheep at all.
Okay, what about if you're getting the horses ready to go somewhere, you say, I want to...
You have to... Well, if you... Are you fixing to hitch them up to the buggy or to the wagon or put the bridle on them?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Well, you have to put your harness to them.
Okay.
On them. To hitch them up to the buggy or up to the wagon, whichever one you're going in.
What do you call when you're driving a horse and you're holding on to those?
You're holding on to the lines.
All right.
Call them lines.
Mm-hmm. How about riding horseback? Was it different for riding a wagon or riding horseback?
Oh, riding a horseback, you just... A lot of people back in those days didn't even have a saddle. They just ride maybe put a burlap bag across his back and ride bareback.
Oh, gee.
That's lots of fun.
I think a burlap bag would be harder to keep on than just yourself.
It is, but you don't want to get dirty off the horse. A lot of times
yeah.
the horse has been watering in the field, you
uh-huh.
know,
that's
in
a good
pasture.
Point.
And he'd have a lot of excess dirt on him.
And sweat and all
yeah.
that, yeah.
yeah.
How about if you have a saddle and you put your feet in the...
Stirrups.
Okay, and if you're going someplace, but it's not very far away, you say, I'm just going...
For a short distance.
All righty. And if you're traveling along, if you'd be traveling for a long time, you'd be going...
On a long trip.
All righty. And if he fell someplace, he didn't fall forward, he fell...
Backward.
If you were looking for something and you couldn't find it, if something is very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you can say you'd find it just about...
Most anywhere.
All righty. And then if he didn't fall backward, he fell...
Forward.
Did you catch any fish?
No, I didn't have any luck this time. I have caught them, though.
Okay.
And I saw more bass right recently than I've ever seen in my life.
Where'd you go?
Did you read about the fishing rodeo that they had over at Lake Martin, Alexander City, Alabama?
No.
They had a fishing rodeo over there right recently. And a friend of mine asked me to go over to his houseboat with him.
Uh-huh.
We went over to the lake, and his nephew is fishing game warden. And I've been kidding this fishing game warden about not catching any fish over there, and then telling him there wasn't any fish in the lake. And he said, well, you just don't know how to catch them. So they had this fishing rodeo over there, and they had 145 boats leave this point at 5 o'clock, and they didn't have one or two men to the boat. So while they were gone, this friend and I were painting the houseboat, and